Hi, Britt. How are you? It's Nadine with Local Splash. How's it going?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, just working my butt off.
Well, that's a good thing, right? You could tell me you're not working, and then I'd worry. Okay. Well, I know I'm just checking in. I know last time when we talked, I think you had mentioned you were trying to get like another one or two employees, right? You still working
on
that?
Because probably fixing to have a lot of work coming up, but I've been getting reviews, but all my reviews have been going to my scheduling app and not onto my Google. For some reason, it's not letting me connect it to my Google account for some reason.
I see you have one review on there. So here's, you have like these two Google profile pages, right?
Yes, I'm still working on trying to get one of them resolved or deleted or whatever.
Because you're still working with someone, aren't you, on your with your local SEO?
They have not gotten back to me yet on that as far as the
with the duplicate listings that you have?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. I've been trying to get. As a matter of fact, I emailed them this past Friday about that, and I haven't heard back from them yet. So I'm giving them till tomorrow, and then I'm gonna be like, "Hey, I need to try and get this resolved."
Yeah.
Because I think it goes back to the original one that got built. And I know, I don't think the guy that the company I was with doing that, I don't think he's around anymore. So I imagine that's probably why.
Okay. Yeah, because typically I'll tell you, Brett, whenever we worked with a company that has two Google profile pages, right?
Yeah.
The first thing we do is we request to have the two profiles merged. So that it's only one profile.
That's probably what I need to tell them.
Because when you have two separate profiles, it's hurting you more than helping you. Because when you look at it, right, when I'm looking at it now, I see the Crow Electrical Services, Inc., with your website linked to it, and no reviews on it, but it has your phone number. Then I see Crow Electrical, Inc., right, with one review, no website attached, and it's got a different phone number, which I think might even be a tracking number.
Probably that's the one.
Yeah. So this is what, it's hurting you more than helping you with your ranking. So what we do is we make sure that when there's multiple profiles that they all get merged into one, and then in hopes that the one with the review is the one that sticks, right? But that's how we do it. I mean, how long have you been with these guys now? Because I think when we last talked.
Probably 3 months. Probably going on 3, maybe 4 months.
I think when we talked.
Would that be?
Because we talked, I know we've been talking since February. And then it looks like May probably was when you were working. Yeah, May was when you had mentioned you were paying an SEO company like $100, right?
Yes.
So, yes. And then I know you had said, I'm going to give them about 3 months, see how that goes. So, yeah, it's been about 3 months already. May, June, July, August, September, May. 3 months, yeah. Gosh, time flies, huh? So
that's probably why my other reviews through my house call won't go to. It says that I have no addresses associated with my Google account.
Well, here's the thing. You don't even have to have an address associated. You're what's considered mobile, right? No one comes to you. It's not like you have a storefront and you're selling products. You're going to their location, right, to do the work. So typically, your address is hidden on Google. Google doesn't want your home address to be showing anyways. You have what's considered a home office, so that's got nothing to do with it, right? But, I mean, still, at the end of the day, you still should be, you know, appearing there when someone's searching for your services.
Yes.
Have you noticed any difference in the response that you're getting?
Some, but I mean, I'm so busy with home
word of mouth.
Word of mouth. I mean, I don't get as many service calls. I mean, I do more home warranty stuff than I do anything else. But I mean, to me, that's not that's not customers calling me. It's one person that deals with thousands of people.
Yeah.
So, but I don't get to charge what I usually charge because I can only charge them so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, like I said, that's what, when I got home tonight, I was going to see why my House Call Pro will not let me link my Google account. Or my Google profile to that, because anytime somebody puts a review up there, it'll go to that too.
Well, see what happens.
And I just got that.
Because it's two separate, there's two separate programs. So even if they're posting it on the House Call Pro, it's not going to automatically go to your Google profile page. So because your Google profile is separate from like a house, from the House Call Pro, because that's like a directory, right? It's not part of Google.
No, it's not a directory. It's mine. It's not a third party. I don't get junk.
Okay, so it is yours. Okay, got it.
Scheduler. It's almost like I can schedule.
Oh, everything. So like a booking system.
Like server. Like
kind of like a booking.
If you're at a service
Titan. Yes. Okay. Now I see what you're talking about.
It is just like Service Titan. Like, it's for me. So I can, you know, if I was coming to your house, I can schedule everything on my phone or computer.
So maybe there's like a little glitch or something.
Yeah, like I said, it says, whoops, we do not show any addresses connected to your Google Business profile. I don't know if it's because I just got it or what, but that's...
Because I see it on your website, right? You're talking about where it says leave us a review, and then it says name, last name, email, rate.
No, it's not through my website. It's not through my website.
Oh, this is something separate.
This is an actual app. Yes, I'm paying a monthly fee for this service that is for, like it's connected to my QuickBooks. People can pay me right then.
Oh.
I can do consumer finance and stuff like that. So that's
nice.
It can connect to my Facebook, and it can connect to my Google account too. So I gotta figure out why it won't let me do that. I don't know if it's because I just started this past week with it, but I've already got two or three reviews on there already, and I'm like, crap, I can make that go to my Google account. And then
that'll
let me have a couple more reviews.
Yeah, I see they do. So the features are scheduling, invoicing, dispatching, estimates, price book, like QuickBooks, employee time tracking. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
that's for me. It's not not a lead generator. It's just for me.
Yeah, it's just an app for you to kind of have all those things under one umbrella.
Yes, yeah.
That way, when I
bill somebody, I don't have to turn around and redo it again in QuickBooks. It already auto-generates it.
Saves a lot of time.
Yes.
Saves definitely a lot of time, right?
Yes.
Time and headaches.
Yes, definitely the time and definitely the headache.
Right,
save me the headache than the time. Yes. But no, when I seen people start reviewing me on, I was like, all right, I've got to see how I can get this, put into my Google, because
definitely, Yeah, because remember we were talking about that Google Guaranteed, which I think is a really, really good program for you, but they're going to require that you have those 5 Google reviews. Yeah, so if you can get those reviews going, yeah.
That's what the...
That would be good.
That's what I was telling my wife is, you know, I could have told her some people are reviewing me on this and I can't get it put on my Google. So I just got to get a hold of them and see why, or just look on my app and see, you know, like a frequently asked questions, just look and see if there's anything I can look at on there.
Yeah, yeah. So but, should I just check back in with you
still,
in a couple weeks, or?
Yeah, I'd probably say a couple weeks, probably.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, third week of this month, something like that. Just, I said, okay. I'm still working on it. Just, it's not going as fast as I wanted it to.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, Britt, it's always nice talking with you. Have a blessed afternoon, and I'll talk to you towards the end of August. Okay.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Bye.